Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. This is another installment of the E.L. Moore Journal. I am your host and creator and producer of the E.L. Moore Journal, Ernest L. Moore. Tonight is Saturday, June 6th, 2015. I am coming to you from the lost city of Los Angeles in California. There has been a lot going on in the city of Los Angeles in the past year, or maybe 2 years, as well as the whole country. I would call them atrocities, which have been occurring on a very frequent basis. It's just atrocity after atrocity. Just recently, we had another corrupt decision by a judge over a police case. I believe that was in Cleveland, Ohio. That came right after Ferguson broke into riot. Baltimore, I believe it is. Before that, it was Ferguson. And now there has been things going on, the police murders in Los Angeles, or I would say Los Angeles County. There was one in Venice Beach. There was another one that actually the police chief, Charlie Beck, had recommended that the district attorney, Jackie Lacey, filed criminal charges. It did not go through the police commission. And now just yesterday, I think it was, or at least today, the police commission has decided that the Ezell Ford shooting was a justified homicide, which is another atrocity. So there's been at least one demonstration today, I believe. I did. The Justice Channel was not at that demonstration. I assume there's going to be more in the very near future. With the other police shootings that they did file criminal charges on, they haven't released the video of those. They did say that there was video, but they won't release it. And I believe it's because it will create widespread riots in Los Angeles. Getting to the subject of this show is another atrocity which occurred back in May. I believe it was May 12th, when the LA County Board of Supervisors voted to cancel the contract that the county had with federal ICE agents, which are is the federal immigration enforcement, in all of the county jails, which means that any illegal alien can come up here, commit all kinds of crimes, and go to jail on taxpayers' dollars, and they don't have to deport them. Or actually, the Twin Towers, the county jails, will aid and abet illegal aliens. That's just a ridiculous atrocity. And I believe it was Mark Ridley Thomas that brought that motion to cancel that contract. I think that's 287G. The Justice Channel was there at the LA County Board of Supervisors meeting. If you look on my show page, you will see in the photo gallery pictures of a group called the Stolen Lives Quilt, I think it is. And also in that group, you will see Jamil Shah Senior. They were all there protesting this action by the LA County Board of Supervisors. And I was there also, and I voiced my dissent to their proposed motion to cancel this contract. There were a lot of people there that were very opposed to it. It was a very heated meeting. There was a lot of illegal aliens there that supported it, and they didn't even ask them for their green cards or immigration status. They even admitted that they're over here illegally, working and going to school and acting like they're full-fledged American citizens. And that's an atrocity. Now, the network TV did not cover or did not give much exposure to the people that spoke out in dissent of this action by LA County Board of Supervisors. I have an audio clip here of some of the people that came down to speak out in opposition to this motion. And I'd like to play that clip for you now. Let me see if this will play here. And then I'll be right back to give more commentary and maybe take a caller or two.
He was one of the over 5,000 people killed by an illegal alien in 2010. Not because the city and county sheriff's system wouldn't cooperate with the federal government, because they actually put up roadblocks that stopped the feds from doing their job. We can all argue over what the fate of illegal aliens residing in the United States should be, but protecting those who commit crimes by misstating facts is not only egregious, but should be grounds for your removal from office. I respectfully request my son's 2 minutes, who couldn't be here today. Your first and primary responsibility is the public safety of your constituents. In your motion, you are concerned about the harsh and unproductive trauma inflicted on many of your constituents. Let me tell you about...
Can you just do a closing paragraph?
You're putting a bullet in his head. Trauma is 4-year-old Christopher Rowe being thrown 90 feet through the air at his death while his mother and two sisters watched as Marcus Lopez Garcia, who had just been caught driving without a license 6 days before, flew through an intersection and then fled the scene. And trauma is sheriff dispatcher Dominic Durden being run over and killed by Juan Moon, who had already been convicted of a violent felony, a DUI, and was awaiting his hearing on a second DUI, and had never spent a minute in jail. In each of these instances, and so many more, these needless deaths were caused by the failure of local law enforcement to work with federal immigration agencies. And if I could add this to it, I can guarantee you that none of these deaths were kind and gentle. I will finish with that. How dare you talk about the trauma that was inflicted on your constituents? And for clarification, those in the country and Los Angeles County illegally are not your constituents.
Thank you, Mr.
No, I still have a little more to go.
I know, but we have about 40 more people to speak. I understand.
Your motion states that participating.
Point of order, Mr.
Unnecessarily.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rosenberg, I ask.
No, I want people to hear it. I want those people to hear it.
No.
Pardon, sir.
We understand your trauma.
Las reglas.
The agenda item.
White people have their own rules. We have our own rules.
Oh, yeah.
You let the illegal aliens go on and on.
Okay.
Your motion states that participating in 287G unnecessarily occupies county resources, including space and personnel. The county needs to conduct its business. Are you serious? Has been traumatized? It's not your business? You also state in your motion the 287G program, the new priority enforcement program, are duplicative and redundant. Not only is that not the case, as it was very well explained before, but you say so later in your motion. Well, PEC is distinct from the 287 program. These are complementary programs. Without 287G, many convicted offenders walk out of jail free after serving their sentence. The last part of your motion requests the sheriff to cooperate with DHS in implementing PEC. You are requiring the sheriff to report back to the board in 90 days after consulting with community groups, the Board of Justice System Partners, and the Department of Homeland Security. The community groups consist of any of the true victims of illegal immigration or just those who believe the lawbreakers are the victims. And by the way, you're so concerned about families being separated. How about some concern about families that have been destroyed? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg. Let me also call up Janet.
Keep focused on what they're doing against American citizens. You should be ashamed of yourselves for trying to eliminate 287G. Stop promoting illegal immigration and start working for the American citizen. Put your politics aside and your ideology aside also. If you want to keep our community safe, don't eliminate 287G program. Keep the agreement. You are right, it is a federal issue and they shouldn't be here in this country illegally. Illegals don't have any rights. The only right they have is to go back to their country of origin. They are lawbreakers. There is a quote by President Ronald Reagan. I know your people will not fail America. They never have. Our task is to be sure our leaders do not fail the American people.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Protection for American citizens from the people. Many black American citizens feel that they are living through the second civil rights movement. They also feel that the border has been opened and the black community is under attack. However, the county of Los Angeles is not coming to our rescue. Blacks have lost their lives, jobs, houses, livelihoods because of the mass immigration allowed by the county of LA. The county of LA continues provoking folks to give special privileges to foreign interests that cross the border to break our laws. Here's the author right here. The Chino gangs in Southern California are terrorizing and killing blacks. Here's another article. This woman from Norwalk was sexually abused and killed. I had the opportunity to attend her candlelight visit. She was shot 8 times and molested by a legal alien who went back to Mexico after getting over here illegally. That's coming over here children. Here's a third article. She was a Zenwood activist in the neighborhood. This lady was trying to bring both sides together. Her family was shot. Her 4-year-old grandson was shot. Her son was shot 3 times. Her son's baby mother was shot 7 times as they go to grocery box stores. But what do you guys do? You represent them as fellow American citizens at the expense of taxpayers' money. at the expense of taxpayers' money, LA ignoring our constitutional rights. Constitution says that we have the right to be protected against foreign and domestic enemies, and you're not protecting us. As a simple taxpayer, LA County is not changing the law once again in the favor of illegal aliens when it comes to jobs. Why don't you let jobs, housing, living, why don't you let ICE do their job? At the simple taxpayer's money, LA County allows their foreign entities to destroy black communities and families by killing them and stealing and destroying.
Thank you very much.
I am back, and as you just heard, there was some very angry protesters there that were in opposition to this motion by the LA County Board of Supervisors. That last one was my favorite. That was my good friend, Sister Chanel, who brought up the issue about employment discrimination, which the LA County Board of Supervisors seems to just forget about. Not only are these illegal aliens coming over here and getting good careers as well as jobs and professions all across the board, but they are discriminating against American citizens. And unfortunately, as is usually the case, the American Negro population is being affected the most because we do not receive equal protection under the law. And at a time when this country or this state is in a financial crisis or just got out of a financial crisis, and that's the subject for another show, I could spend an hour, maybe 2 hours, breaking down all of the ramifications of the past so-called budget crisis that seemed to end right when they had the election for governor. And just before they had the election, then all of a sudden Jerry Brown comes out and says, oh, well, there's a surplus and there was no budget crisis and everything is just fine, so I'll just run for governor again. Everybody vote for me. He didn't hardly do any campaigning at all, just basically doing fundraisers, and ran against a candidate that was, I think he was Indonesian, that wasn't born in this country, which means it's illegal for him to be governor of the state of California. Nobody said anything about that. I think that was Cash Carry. I call him Cash and Carry. Another ridiculous candidate. I don't know anybody would even vote for him. I don't see how he got that far. I don't know anybody to vote for Jerry Brown. He's totally corrupt. They're trying to turn this state into Northern Tijuana with little Beirut thrown in the middle. And little Korea, and maybe even China. Los Angeles County is just a total disgrace. It's a total atrocity. It's a total waste. I've been here since the 60s, and I remember what this city was like in the 60s. In the early 70s, and it's just a dark shadow of what it used to be. And now they are just bringing in foreigners. Now, the Board of Supervisors made this decision while the trial for the Boston bomber was going on. Nobody said anything about the fact during this trial, which I thought was totally ridiculous, and I'm studying law now, by the way, that Tsarnaev, or whatever his name is, was in this country illegally. Him and his brother were in this country illegally. Not only that, but according to John and Ken, other countries were warning the United States immigration officials that they were potential terrorists and not to let them into this country. I think they said that was coming from Russia. That is criminal negligence by the federal government. That one could go all the way up to Obama administration, the Obama administration. They didn't say nothing about that. They brought in all these victims that got their legs blown off, that are running around with fake legs, acting like, oh, everything is just hunky-dory now, and I can run the marathon with a fake leg, and my life is made whole again. I guarantee you, now I'm a psychologist, you get your legs blown off by a bomb, you're never going to be the same again. I don't care if you can get with a fake leg and run a marathon. They went through some hell. And they just pinned it all on this one guy when the United States is just criminally negligent for the whole situation. Nobody said anything about that. L.A. County Board of Supervisors didn't say anything about that. The Los Angeles City Council didn't say anything about this. Now, one thing that is very apparent, at least in the city of Los Angeles, you also have illegal discrimination by race or nationality with this illegal immigration anarchy that they are trying to shove down the American citizens' throat. How come they're not allowing Africans to just flood into this country, in particular Los Angeles County, like they're doing the Hispanics? I blame Bush. Now, if we go back to memory lane, go back to the 90s when Bush was president, actually it started in the 80s when there was a big revelation that Bush was trafficking cocaine from Panama through the CIA to sell arms to the Iranians. And they were trying to file criminal charges against Bush, but somehow he kept weaseling his way out of it. So to cover up that atrocity, I believe, and I'm still trying to get evidence for this, hard evidence, but I think it's very obvious that the Bush administration's operatives engineered the L.A. riots. I believe that the L.A. riots were specifically engineered to, as a media diversion program, to keep Bush out of the news and off of death row. And as a result, as a consequence of that, then Bush opened up the borders and just started letting half of Mexico appear ever since the 80s. Now, I had to go down to Mexico to study medicine back in the 80s because I could not get into United States medical schools. That's another show. That's a whole another series of shows. And how since the 80s, they just, before the 80s, they were not letting foreign students into the United States. They were just coming in as a trickle. And it's even hard for American citizens to get into
medical colleges in the United States because they were supposed to have such high academic standards. When Bush got in office, he flipped the whole script on that, and they've been letting more foreigners in, especially Hispanics, into the U.S. medical system. And, of course, over black Americans. That's another subject for another show that I will do hopefully in the very near future. Looks like I have another caller here. Let me see if this caller wants to say anything. We have about 4 minutes left at this point. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you want to make a statement, ask a question at this point, or are you just listening? Hello, caller. Well, I guess caller doesn't want to say anything. So I have just about 3 more minutes left. I hope you will come back to the show, who's ever listening now. I'm going to try to do shows every Saturday night, maybe 10 o'clock or so. If you missed a show, you can always come back and listen to me on the archives, which will be posted on my show page here on Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be a long, hot summer. I am very afraid that some major riots might break out again here in Los Angeles, as well as some more police murders. They are killing American Negroes all across this country. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as the atrocities that are being committed against the American Negro. They are not in. Not only are we being murdered by the police, but we're being framed up and railroaded through the judicial system into state prisons. We are being discriminated against in employment at all levels. That includes jobs, careers, and professions. That's another show. We are being discriminated against in higher education, in the universities. The public schools are just totally decimated, which is causing a vicious cycle for the American Negro, especially the American Negro male. The other issue that I could dwell on is the foster care system. I used to work for L.A. County Child Protective Services. I have a lot to say about that in the near future. So I have some very interesting shows coming up, episodes, coming in under now the E.L. Moore Journal. And I will be giving reports as well as commentary. I am working on a video about this, I would say, decision by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors at that particular meeting where they actually granted that motion to cancel the contract with ICE agents. And I'll be posting that to the YouTube channel for the Justice Channel. I'll put a link to that on my show page. And I'm writing a blog about that also on the blog. The Justice Channel is on Blogspot, and we are on YouTube. And that is about all the time that I have for this segment of the E.L. Moore Journal. This is the Justice Channel coming to you on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And signing off today, June 6th, in the year 2015. Hope you will return.
Now is my time to shine. Let's go. When you're
time comes, don't postpone it. When others doubt it, out you don't condone it.
Truth be told,
yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light.
Ignite.
Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wishing. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others doubt and out, you don't condone it.
Truth be told,
yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light.
Ignite.
Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wishing. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others doubt and out, you don't condone it.
Truth be told,
yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, on goes the light.
Ignite.
Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wishing.
Listen,
do your own math and learn from the steps that you are missing. Create your own path with your own vision.